Hot 91, it is Sam and Ash, and this is really, really cool. We're looking at the Olympics from all different angles at the moment, in particular one guy who is from the Sunshine Coast, and he does a lot of work with the Lightning. You know, if you go to the Lightning Games, you'll see these guys are BMA. They do a lot with them.
Yeah.
Now, he's actually over-operating one of the cameras for the world feed for the Olympics.
Ooh.
His name's Glenn Watson. He joins us right now. Morning, Glenn.
Morning, Ash. How are you going?
Yeah, really good. Now, how are you? Because it's such a different Olympics at the moment. Now, can you tell us your role over there and what it entails?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, it's great. We're over here with doing the world feed. So we're specialising in the swimming. So there's a team of 150 cameramen and women from all over Australia that work for a company called G-Force, and our role is doing all the aquatics at the Olympics. So yeah, it's incredible. It's their sixth Olympics where they just basically specialise in the aquatics. So yeah, it's terrific.
So is there any sort of training you need to do going into the Olympics, Glenn? Is there like, you know, do you have to taper down? Do you have to do anything particular to get ready for your own performance?
Yeah, well, I shaved down and I'm moving very quick, a lot quicker these days. but similar to yourself, mate. But
yes.
We know what our role has to be. It is certainly, as Ash pointed out, very, very different. We're in almost like a quarantine type environment. Mm. We need to keep away from the athletes. And as a cameraman, sometimes that's hard when you sort of you're shooting them at pool level. So yeah. A lot of the guys that are looking after that, you know, the athletes are our enemy, and mean that with respect from the point of view that, you know, there's a lot of COVID going around. So, you know, we need to shoot it, but shoot it from afar and shoot it safely. We obviously want to keep them all healthy as well. So
the Americans pick up a lot of this feed too with the NBC, which is why the swimmers are swimming doing their finals of a morning to coincide with the timing for the Olympics. Now, that's pretty huge, hey? Like, there's a lot of money within the Olympics. We all know that. But there's also a lot of money with these telecast rights too. So it's really interesting to see it from that point of view. Glenn, now your job on pool deck, is that to be the guy who sits on the motorized track alongside the pool?
No. Well, we're looking after robos. So that's all done by robots.
Really?
So sitting just outside of the venue. So my camera, even though I've been to the venue, is about, I don't know, a kilometre away from where we are. So we're sitting in a hut, so it's not as sort of glamorised as sitting on a robot camera beside the pool. A lot of it's done through hotheads and basically steering it from afar. So, you know, we're about a K away in walking distance, which is really only 500 metres to the actual venue. Basically using monitors and obviously hearing the camera call from our from Greg Clark, who is also a Brizzy boy.
Cool.
And it's his company that specialises in all of this. This is basically their sixth Olympics. I mean, we've got cameramen on, and it's just astronomical when you think about it, but it's their 12th Olympics.
That's amazing.
And if you think about one every 4 years, so, you know, that's incredible. A lot of these guys
are really old.
That's what they do. Some of them are.
Well, we were talking to Mark Beretta on his 11th Olympics as well. So it's, I guess it's one of those things that goes part and parcel. But,
so cool.
Mate, thank you so much for joining us. It's great to get an insight as to what's going on behind the scenes. And I suppose, you know, if something does go wrong with any, I mean, this is amazing technology you're talking about there, with any of your equipment and gear, you're in the right country to get it fixed and repaired.
Exactly.
Absolutely. We just got to walk across the venue, which takes about 45 minutes. But it's not a problem.
Glenn, thank you so much, mate. Enjoy and have fun.
Thank you, and go the Aussies. It's incredible to see those the girls the other night get up. And, really looking forward to more success in the pool for the Australians.
Good on you, mate.